Arnica in the Morning.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, welcome into another hour of Auto World. We're going to have lots of fun. A little later on, we'll be joined by Alto Reed, who is a saxophonist with Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, one of the founding members, and a car guy. He's from Detroit, so we're going to be talking about the recently concluded spring leg of the Bob Seger Tour. Hopefully there'll be a fall leg and some of the things that Alto is going to be up for during the summer, and we'll talk a little car stuff as well. We're scheduled to be joined by a representative from the Shell Oil Company to tell us a little bit about the Super Rigs, this calendar contest. But we're having a little bit of disconnection, a little bit of inability to connect with him. So we will definitely continue to reach out. But if not, we will schedule him for another time here on the broadcast. We got a trivia question out there. We're just going to keep it up for just a few more minutes, and that is the K cars. Remember the K cars from Chrysler? There was a Dodge variant, a Plymouth variant, a Chrysler variant. And there was one that was actually the same as a horoscope sign. Which of those three was a horoscope sign going way, way back into the 1980s? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, one of the big stories from the folks at Toyota is the fact that they're expanding the Prius lineup. There's not going to be just one Prius. There's going to be many Prius going forward, and the first one is for model year 2012. They're calling it the Prius V. They're nicknaming it the Big Prius. It's basically a larger version of the current generation of the Prius. I was told actually by a taxi driver in New York City that once this vehicle came out, that they were going to be utilizing a number of these as taxi fleet vehicles. Miles per gallon, despite the fact that this vehicle is bigger and heavier, it still gets a combined 42 miles per gallon, 44 in the city and 40 in the highway. So you'll have to check that one out. I'm not particularly a fan of the Toyota Prius V. There's also reportedly a Toyota Prius Sport Coupe in the offering. Speaking of Sport Coupes, if money is no object, the folks at Mercedes-Benz have unleashed officially the SLS, the Gullwing Coupe convertible, except there's no gullwings on it, kind of mimic going back to the 1950s when the original Gullwing came out, the 300 SL. It was followed up by a Roadster version, so they're doing the same thing with this SLS edition. Very striking vehicle, there's no question about it. 800-259-9231. We're also polling you about Volkswagen announcing that they really want to double their U.S. sales. They want to get it up to about 800,000 vehicles. They just recently introduced to the press the all-new Passat, bigger than the previous generation. If you're a fan of the CC Passat, they're going to continue making that in limited numbers off the old platform. We got the second generation of the new Beetle around the corner and many other new products from Volkswagen also waiting in the wings. Meanwhile, we got the trivia question out there. Let's go to Mary, who's next on the Auto World guest lines, the caller lines, I should say. Hey there, Mary. How you doing?
Good. I have an answer for the K-car question.
Okay, great. There was one of the K-cars that wasn't intentionally, I don't think, named after a horoscope sign, but it was a horoscope sign. Which one of the K-cars shared its name with a sign of the zodiac?
It was the Aries.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
My sister-in-law had one, so that's how I know.
Oh, very good. And what type of vehicle do you presently drive, Mary?
I have a 96 Dodge truck.
Oh, very good. Excellent. So you like your trucks. What kind of an engine does it have?
It has a 318, and it's a 5-speed because I learned something about trucks. It kind of like gets into your blood kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So even when you're older, that's what you would prefer. So that's what I still have.
Oh, that's great. Excellent. Well, congratulations. Hang on the line for Matt, and he'll get all of your information. We'll put you in the running for the Busted Knuckle Garage Prize. We'll throw out another quick question here as we're playing a little bit of extended trivia, as our gentleman from Shell is missing in action. So we'll continue to test your automotive trivia knowledge here. Ford has resurrected the Boss Mustang for model year 2012. When did the original Boss Mustang come out? Let's talk to Dell, who joins us on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Hey there, Dell. How you doing?
Not too bad, Bob. You?
Not too bad. Hanging in there. How's the weather been treating you in Iowa?
Well, it's finally quit raining. It got up to about 84 today.
Oh, that's so pretty warm. Yeah.
But up until about the middle of last week, it was raining every other day.
Oh, boy. So kind of a wet spring overall,
yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, it worked out pretty good. Most of the guys got their crops planted and stuff, but then it kept raining off and on. But it's going to be nice now. Oh, we had a little shower earlier, but it's going to be nice now till about Wednesday night. So.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
What do you think about Volkswagen? Do you think that they can double their U.S. sales? Do you think that's a possibility, Dell?
I think they need to, if they're going to do that, they need to open more dealerships. The closest dealership to me in northwest Iowa is Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and that's,
oh, wow,
that's like 130-140 miles. I think they need to maybe get a little more price structure. I mean, I don't mind the Golf or the Rabbit now, or whatever they keep changing the name back and forth. I like the CC. I'm always into two doors, but and I don't mind the Passade. They got a good product line. Their little sport ute's nice. Their big sport ute's nice. And don't ask me the name because Trigin or whatever they
whatever
they come up with these funny names. But their price structure is, I think, a little high.
Yeah.
I know, it's a quality product. It's German, whatever. They've been around, whatever. But, boy, if they want to compete, they're going to have to get more dealers and a little better price structure for them.
If you were in the market for a new vehicle for yourself, what would be some of the vehicles that you'd look at?
Right now, I'm trying to think right now. I like the Cadillac CTS Coupe.
Oh, that's a beauty.
I can afford it.
Yeah. me too.
If I was going to buy a sport utility, I really like that Kia Sorento.
You know, that's a really good value for money. My wife likes that.
It really is.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going to have to trade off that. What'd you buy? You didn't get the X3. You got something else. You had to use something there.
I got the Forest.
You got a Subaru Forester.
I
like that too.
Yeah, it's a good value for the money. It really is.
It really is. They've always kept them up, and they've improved them pretty whatever.
Yeah, they really have. And the all-wheel drive factor, I mean, don't overlook that. It's really cool. I have a very interesting test vehicle this week. I have a Kia Optima, which is a really good-looking car for the money.
Yeah, I agree with you there, too.
Definitely. Well, Dell, as usual, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for dialing us up. Don't be a stranger. Call us again. More of Auto World straight ahead. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Well, I saw a product on, but I'm on the road again, I'm on the road again.
I'm on the road again.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back, and we thank you so much for being here. Our telephone number, 800-259-9231. Ford has resurrected the Boss Mustang for 2012. Two different versions, the regular one and then the Laguna Seca edition, which is really tricked out for people who like to take their vehicle to the track. As a matter of fact, there's a front air splitter that can be attached just for track duty, but you have to take it off to drive it home. It's just too low to the ground. but it's got quad exhaust pipes, if you can imagine. It's got two coming out of the back and two just in front of the rear wheels. I haven't had the opportunity to drive the vehicle, but those that I know who have are very impressed with what they've done with the power plant, kind of slotting between the Mustang GT engine at 412 horsepower and the Shelby GT500, which is at 540 horsepower, I believe. Stop and think. Yeah, 540. Well, there's a car club out there for just about everybody. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, here's a case in point. Ford Pinto enthusiasts have embarked on a journey across a large part of the country. That's right. They're on their way as we speak right now, driving 1,600 miles. In all, they have 24 Pintos in a caravan going from Denver, Colorado to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, where they're going to be attending the upcoming Ford Nationals. By the time the group arrives in Pennsylvania, a few more Pinto fans will join a unique train of Pinto cars, bringing the total number of Pintos up to 32. Along the way, the Ford Pintos are making a number of pit stops. The group is already dropped by the Kansas Speedway, where drivers push their Pintos as high as 95 miles an hour. How do you like that? My dad actually had a 1975 Ford Pinto. It's kind of a work car. My dad worked for the state of Massachusetts, and at that point, the state used to give state employees cars in his line of work, but then they stopped doing it, and so we had to get another family car. So he had a three-door blue Ford Pinto, which originally was going to be handed down to me, but thankfully wasn't. That's all I can say. It was a 2.3-liter four-cylinder. I remember the last renditions of the Pinto had that all-glass rear window, which is kind of similar in design to the Volvos, the P1800s, or even the new Volvo C30. But the Pinto, of course, much maligned with its supposedly faulty exploding gas tank, and you don't see too many of them around these days, at least here in the Northeast where I'm based. I know that there's a gentleman who does a very interesting kind of humorous Concours event concurrently with the big fancy Concours out at Pebble Beach in Monterey, and it's called the what does he call it? It's like, I know he does the races, the 24 hours of lemons. Well, this is basically a lemons Concours, and they basically have cars like Pintos and Gremlins and Pacers and all kinds of unusual vehicles. Ford sold a lot of them. There's no question about it. Another story that caught my eye is interesting. It was on AOL Autos this week, and it's basically posing the question, are Americans too big to drive small? Analysts are saying that our waist size will keep us from buying small cars in big numbers. For example, according to this article, the number of obese people in the United States is expected to increase from about 40% this year to 43% of Americans are expected to be, quote, obese by 2018. So according to this analyst, he doesn't think that folks here in the United States are going to be flocking towards small cars despite the price of gas. For example, in the article, they note a stay-at-home mom from Athens, Georgia, Karen Steelman. She likes small cars. She's tried to like them. She's read plenty of reviews. She's gone out and taken a few test drives, but none of them make her feel safe, according to AOL Autos, and none of them make her feel comfortable. She has a body mass index of about 37. That's 7 points above the obesity mark, and she's among a growing number of Americans who feel they are too big to comfortably drive a small car. Good question. You know, as more and more automakers bring in what are known as A-segment cars in Europe, we've had the Mini here for years now and has done well, but now there are so many incarnations of the Mini. including larger minis, the Countryman, and now they have kind of an all-wheel drive, almost sport utility-esque mini. Fiat has just re-entered the U.S. market with the 500, which is even smaller than the Mini. You've also got from Toyota a new car coming out. Still hasn't hit the highways. It was supposed to be on the road by now. It's called the IQ. Like the Smart Car. If you've ever seen the Smart Car, this is that small. It's a very, very small, almost toy-like car. Only difference between the Smart Car and the IQ car is the Smart Car is a two-seater. The IQ is a three-seater. But I would hate to be that person in the back seat if they can only fit one seat back there. I don't know how they're doing it. Maybe midship. Haven't spent enough time. And Aston Martin, the great automaker from Great Britain, which, of course, is now not owned by a British firm. It is owned by a conglomerate of, well, some British folks, but some folks from the Middle East and other parts of the world. But Aston Martin is going to sell a branded version of that Toyota IQ. But the caveat is you must already be an Aston Martin owner. I don't know why they're doing this, maybe to increase their corporate average fuel economy numbers, but they're not going to allow just the average Joe to buy this inexpensive Aston Martin. They're going to gussy up. They're going to customize. They're going to tweak up a Toyota IQ and call it an Aston Martin Signet, and they're going to sell it for about $35,000. So you can't go out there and buy a $35,000 Aston Martin Signet and go around and tell the world you drive an Aston Martin. You already have to own an Aston Martin. So interesting on that front. And Ford, of course, has done very well in recent times with their wave of small cars. The Fiesta has done well, the new Ford Focus. I did a review of that vehicle on GCNLive.com. And I like the Focus. It's a good car. I wish it was available in all-wheel drive. I wish it had a little bit more power, but they're going to solve that in the not-too-distant future with a hot version of the Focus called the RS. But I don't know. I'm a rear-wheel drive kind of guy. I like rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. I have a hard time with front-wheel drive vehicles. That's the one fault that I can find with this Kia that I have in my driveway right now, the test vehicle of the week here on Auto World, the Kia Optima. Beautiful design, absolutely class-leading design, beautiful interior, kind of a funky engine in front-wheel drive, and boy, does it feel like front-wheel drive. But I'll write about that in coming weeks at GCNLive.com and thelongdrive.com. But meanwhile, straight ahead, it's Alto Reed on Bob Long. Don't go away.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thank you so much for joining us here. We're going to have lots of fun as we always do because the gentleman sliding up to the microphone is the man behind the sax on the Silver Bullet Band. He and I had the chance to spend some time together as I attended the closing concert on the fall swing. The spring swing, we're all hoping there'll be a fall swing of the Bob Seger tour in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He is a native of Detroit. He's a car guy, and what a talented musician he is. Mr. Alto Reed, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. It was a fantastic tour, and it was so good to see you at the last show there. I mean, the band was rocking, and you were rocking. You were right there in the thick of it with everybody.
Absolutely. I was so impressed. As you know, I've seen you guys so many times over the years, but boy, the band was so tight. You guys were really hitting it, and you were really having a ball up there on stage, doing your kicks, being the showman that you are. And, you know, my appreciation for you as a musician has once again just gone up another 100 notches because, boy, you're killing, I'll tell you.
Thank you so much. You're too kind. Too kind, Bob.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the overall tour. You know, never easy, I'm sure, being out there on the road and away from your loved ones, and got to meet your daughter, by the way, and really enjoyed meeting Victoria. But
Thank you. I mean, she's wonderful. You missed Chelsea and Victoria at the Detroit show. It was great to have both of my girls there, but at least got to meet one of them.
Absolutely.
She's performed with me in my All-Star shows with the likes of Jeff Daniels, Mitch Ryder, Mark Farner, Martha Reeves, and others. And She's very, very special. Fantastic.
Yeah, I can tell, definitely. And how did it feel there? I know we're all up in the air whether there'll be a fall swing, fingers crossed, but...
I always am forward-thinking, and I choose to see it as I would like it to be. Mm-hmm. And I think that all indications are we will go back out.
That's great.
Bob is, he has, his voice was like it was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
He's a great voice. He's great shape. He had his family out, you know, on so many of the shows on this tour. And it was family, you know, night after night. So to say that it must be tough, I have to tell you, no, it's not, because my home is on that stage.
Yeah.
When I'm up there in front of 20,000 people, it's there's nothing that even comes close. Well, I take that back.
Very good. I know where you're going with that.
I'm referring to fast cars.
Okay. Yeah. Your friend Chip Ganassi, unfortunately, didn't take the Indy 500, but boy, I was talking to actually one of his drivers today, Scott Pruitt, here on Auto World. So, boy, what a great
team.
What
a wild finish. That was a crazy finish to that race, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, absolutely. The young guy that was going to be the youngest winner, he just made a kind of a rookie mistake, and a wild finish indeed, absolutely. It was cool to meet some of the other members of the band, getting a chance to meet in person John Rutherford from the Motor City Horns and Craig Frost, and of course, getting a chance to meet the guitarist there.
Mark Chatfield?
Yeah, boy. And I agree with Tom Weschler, who wrote the book there, Traveling Man. You know, it's... It definitely, the solos that he does on Kathmandu is just amazing.
Well, you know, it's all because of Bob's songwriting. And I every time we talk, I bring this up because I believe it, I know it, and it's the gospel. It's really all about the songs. And Bob is, at this tour, man, he was like a kid again.
Yeah.
He energized me and he pushed me. You know, without pushing me, I looked over at him many times and went, oh, I don't think I'm moving enough here. Let's gotta put some more energy into this to keep up with Bob.
Yeah.
It was just, all around, it was a great balance. The audiences were phenomenal everywhere we went. And I had friends that came from Europe to watch the show, and they'd never seen the band before. And, you know, they were flipped out. They were telling me, like, Alto, this is like... I could forget who's on stage and look at just the audience. I'd say, "Where's the Rolling Stones, man? It's like crazy. Everybody up singing and dancing."
I know.
Our audiences, I think, are the best rock and roll audiences in the world, wherever we go.
It's amazing how many people end up standing throughout the entire show. I remember being in a show in Boston back in 1996. We stood the entire show, and there were a lot of people standing there in Grand Rapids the entire time because it's so infectious.
Every night. Bob has to say every night it's that way. It's just, it's amazing, it's wonderful, and it's I'm forever grateful for having been blessed with this reality in my life to perform and work with such a great talent and great talents as Chris Campbell on bass, Craig Frost on keyboards, Donnie Brewer on drums, on the girls, as always, Sean Murphy, Laura Kramer, Barb Payton, Motor City Horns, and Mark Chatfield guitar, Jim Moose Brown on guitar. It's a great band, and the only sad thing is that we typically only do one show per city.
Yeah,
and so many people don't have an opportunity to come out and see this. It's truly great classic rock, not in the classic tradition, but I'm talking about the classic elements of everything that rock and roll is supposed to be about. This band and Bob, that's what we do. And I wish that we would do more shows so more people could come out and the fans could come out and see it. So that's why I believe we will do the fall. There's so many markets we didn't play and people that we'd love to go out and perform for. So I think we'll do it.
I know a gentleman that you met at the SEMA show with me a number of years back, Mike Yeager, the gentleman with the Corvette company, Mid-American Motorworks, does the big Corvette Fun Fest. He came to the Chicago show, and he and his wife, and they said, you know, it was the best rock concert they ever attended.
We get those compliments night after night, and I'm really, truly grateful for the fact that we have such phenomenal fans. And, a gift from God for me, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, it's again, like asking what your favorite child is, but along the tour, I'm sure there were some highlights in various cities. I missed the one in my own hometown of Boston, but I heard rumors that the Boston crowd may have been the loudest outside of Detroit.
Yeah, Boston is always amazing. It's like it's our second home. It's like going home, and it's a little bit easier because in Detroit, you know, I have hundreds of people who want tickets there. In Boston, I have a lot of friends, not quite like Detroit. So Boston is maybe a little more enjoyable for me with the pressure of really trying to make everybody feel special and still do a great show and not be distracted by it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's my goal every night, man, is to, number one, put on a great show. Number two, make everybody feel special. You know, on this tour, I went to every single after-show meet and greet, you know, for fans. And
I saw you signing. You were signing autographs.
That's what you're supposed to do, you know. So,
absolutely.
You know, I've always done that, and it's probably the tougher part of the whole night to go do that. But you have to remind yourself, this is what it's all about. Without these people, forget it, man. You know, you might as well go play in your backyard someplace.
Exactly. You know? Tell us a little bit about your preparation process. I mean, when you're going out to face 20,000 people, when we come back on the other side, tell us a little bit about, do you have any pre-show rituals, or what do you do to kind of get in the mode? Because it's a daunting task when you stop and think about it. More with Alto Reed straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer.
The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house!
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with 3 layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids!
Just wait for the police!
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63 for us really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car really and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan, and we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $120. $29, free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Horizontal Bop, really Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with Alto Reed on sax. And Alto, boy, I really enjoyed your performance on that song and so many others at the Grand Rapids show. It seems like that's a really cool song to play on sax.
I have a ball. I mean, I get to just wail away on that thing. It's a free for all for me, and I love it. I really do. It's kind of like the next to the last song in the set. And it's really, for me, it brings it to a great, a point of all the energy focusing on that thing and releasing it. The audience by then is just crazy out front singing and dancing. And it's have a ball. I love it.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about what you do before an average show. Is there regular kind of routine things, things?
Bob has his routine, and his routine is from the stage to the airport on his Learjet and home and sleeping in his bed at night.
Yeah.
And that makes it possible for him to do and bring the energy level that he does. For us as a band, we have a 30-passenger plane because the band is like 14 people plus, management and wives or girlfriends, whoever happen to be there. So we travel the day after a show and go in. The day before, however you look at it, is a day of just kind of like, starting to think about what you're going to do, how great the last show was. And it's a pretty much a free day. You want to go golf, you want to go shop, you want to do something not too crazy, because the next day is the show. And the show, the whole day, it's like getting ready for the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, the World Series, the World Cup, the NBA Championship. You're doing it all that night. Tonight, on the day of the show, it's big. I don't drink. I'm focused the whole day. Don't interfere with me. My rules are don't mess with my day. I'm focused for one thing, to get on that stage and perform at my peak to the best of my ability on that night. And the rest of the band's in the same place. We're really, really focused to deliver a show as good or better than the night before. So we each have our little routine. It takes me about an hour to get ready from the time that I show up.
Yep.
And start getting prepped with my horns. I have a lot of horns that I play a lot of saxes, and I've got to go through and find the perfect reed. And the perfect reed may not, you know, have been from that afternoon at the sound check. We have a sound check typically at 4:30 or 5 every show day. And from there, there's a little dinner, and then maybe back to the hotel for a bit. But 1 hour before we go on, I'm back at the venue, and I'm working on getting my saxes prepped, making sure they play right, and going through just, I play my solos again, just to have them locked into my head. And I start getting ready and getting in, you know, focused. And it really comes down to like the 2 minute warning for the, you know, the game when they come back and they, okay, you got 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I know where I'm at. I'm getting it all ready, getting dressed. And sometimes little things are going wrong, where you're under some pressure to get it fixed. A saxophone that fell over, something that's missing, something I forgot. One night I forgot to put my in-ears. Which are, you know, little
monitors.
Headphone things that I wear, because the audiences are so loud that I can't hear myself. So I wear some in-ears, and I went out, one of the last shows I went out and realized I could put my in-ears in, you know. But there is a routine, and the whole thing is to build up to that moment when they go, okay, guys, come on down, ready to go, and they start playing Junior Walker's Shotgun. And from that moment on, nothing else exists but that stage and that audience and the set. And it's an incredible feeling to go up there as we take the stairs and unleash a great medley of nonstop rock and roll hits, Bob Seger hits, Silver Bullet Band hits.
Absolutely. And what's it like? I noticed you were the last gentleman off the stage. When the show is all over and everybody's cheering and going nuts, and can you actually see the audience or with the lights?
Oh, yeah.
What's it like?
Bob, I have to tell you that I take, it's been in interviews, and it's the truth. I find sometime during the show, while I'm playing, while I'm doing whatever I'm doing, to look and scan the entire audience, top to bottom in that arena, and try to imagine every face that's out there. And I thank them. I truly thank every single person who's there that gives me the opportunity to get on stage and do and live my dream. That's all I ever wanted to be, is on that stage. And how lucky a guy am I.
Absolutely. Well, we're all blessed to have you up there performing and doing such a wonderful job. So the summer is ahead, and I know that there have been some rumors that perhaps you and Steve Dickinson from the Reed and Dickinson Band may be doing some dates to be determined, so we'll have to monitor that. And what else have you got planned for the upcoming weeks and months?
Well, you know, I haven't been home in almost 3 months.
Yeah.
And there are a number of things I've got to take care of back there. I'm still in Detroit. I've got equipment that I've got to sort through. What's going back to Miami for shows that I'm going to do with my all-star band and the Reed and Dickinson project. I'm taking a moment to kind of exhale. You know, I've actually, I'm energized every night. And right now I'm sort of, ooh, you know, it's after the big game and today is a day of recovery and getting back in the, I'm a little sad, you know, that I missed this. Every other night or every two nights.
Sure.
I'm up to that stage. And so it's a little bit different. I've got a great friend, Bob Kaiser, he built me a VIP suite at his house on the lake in Grosse Pointe, on Lake St. Clair.
Oh, that's
great. It's real tough to leave because he's got this huge wine cellar and a gorgeous, gorgeous, like 15,000 square foot home on the lake. And my VIP suite is a marble bath, heated floors, dressing room, a view of the lake, and I'm on the opposite wing of the whole estate that he has. And
oh, that's wonderful.
He's my best friend. You know, Bob Kaiser and I, we go way back. I'll tell you a real quick story. First time I met him was back in the 80s, and we're traveling back and forth between Detroit and Miami. Well, he's an offshore powerboat champion, world champion offshore powerboat racer, sponsored his own team. You know what that costs?
Yeah, huge money, yeah.
Just a great guy. And I wound up in this one night on a red eye in the last row, back in the days when they still smoked on the airplane. And my allergies had exploded that day. My eyes are running. My nose is running. I'm sneezing. I'm miserable. And I walked past, obviously, this guy, and he took notice. And I'm back there sneezing. And pretty soon this, you know, really good-looking Hollywood dude comes back and goes, Alto, said, yeah, Bob Kaiser. I'm nice to meet you. I chew. He goes, you look miserable. I said, man, I am totally miserable. He says, well, you know what? I want to smoke, and you can't smoke up front, so why don't you take my seat? And I said, you're serious? No, there's no smoke up front. Well, no smoke up front because he's got a first-class seat.
Yeah.
So he gave me his freaking, you know, he made the smoking thing an excuse. He gave me his first-class seat, and from that day on, we've been the best friends, man. I've been to his races. You know, the good news for me is that the chances of me dying on stage are very slim, and he's put his life on the line many times, and I've watched him. You know, we're talking about motorsports. Well, on the water, it's the same thing, man. It's high-end, high-tech, high-everything.
Yeah.
And I've watched him pass up winning the race to jump over off his boat to save somebody who had, you know, just totally smashed their boat up and the guys were trapped inside. I watched him, you know, sacrifice the race to go save people.
Wow,
he's a great
good guy.
Great friend of mine, and he loves rock and roll. So guess what? He's got a laminate for life. As do you, Bob. As do you.
Thank you, my friend. Boy, well, we're going to continue to develop our own personal radio project, and we'll be telling folks about that in the months to come. But, it sounds like it's going to be a busy summer, and hopefully you'll get some rest and get to spend some time with your beautiful fiance and recharge those batteries for another fall tour. Fingers crossed.
Absolutely, man. I can't wait.
All right, Alto. We'll be talking with you real soon. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. And don't forget to visit Alto's website, altoreed.com. He's got some other cool CDs you can purchase right there or on iTunes or CD Baby. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World all across North America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.